How many's got the sword of the Spirit with you?
Yeah.
It's God's Spirit sword, the Spirit sword. It's God's Word, God's living Word. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you are Spirit and life. I'm glad it is. Thank you, God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. There's life in the Word. So if you got the sword of the Spirit, the bread of life, I want you to turn into Romans 8:28. I'll turn there with you. Read this scripture. Paul writing by the Holy Ghost, inspiring him to write to the saints at Rome. And we what?
No.
And we know. Not maybe, but we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose.
His
Amen. Purpose. I believe that if you'll stay with the Lord, put Him number one, love Him and serve Him. Be obedient to His will. Do what He wants you to do. Stay where He's put you. Answer the call of God. And when you do your part, God will do His part also. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. Numbers 23:19. Stay with me a little while. God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. He don't go back on His word. Hath He said, and shall He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? How many knows the Lord will come through on His word and make it good?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 8:56. It was the wise man Solomon that said, by the Holy Ghost, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto His people Israel, according to all that He promised. There hath not failed one word of all of His good promise which He promised. If God ever makes you a promise, He ain't going to break it. Hallelujah to the Lord. Yea, God. Psalms 89:13. God said, I will not suffer my faithfulness to fail. I can tell you that God is faithful in the morning. He's faithful all day long. He'll be faithful when you go to bed of a night. God is there. If He says, I will be with you in six troubles, He said, I'll be there in the seventh one. That is fulfillment. No matter what goes wrong in your life, if you serve the Lord with your heart, He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And the world ain't come to an end yet. He said, if I make you a promise that I'll always be with you at your right hand, He said, if I go before you, and which I told you that I would go before you, and goodness and mercy will be behind you, He said, I will keep my word. Hallelujah to the Lord. Listen, man may fail, and people may let you down. They might not keep their word. They might break their promises and not be able to follow through. But God will never lie to you, and He will never ever fail you, and He'll never walk out on you. I'm telling you, if you've got a spark down inside of your heart, no matter how much the devil's a buffeting you, and no matter how rough your trial is, hey Lord, all a host of hell might come against you. The Lord said, if I be for you, He said, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I believe it'd be a good time to raise our little hand in acknowledgement unto God and say, Lord, your word is true, and I can build my life on it, and I can build my future on it. And God's word and the Bible is forever settled in heaven. And God, I tell you, God's word has life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! You can build on it. You can lean all the way to your eternal soul on this word of God, and it'll never ever fall. I tell you, Jesus is the rock of salvation. Well, we're living in a time, Brother Jason, the whole world is a trembling and people are falling. But I tell you, if you've got Jesus the rock, and you're a leaning on him, and you're a building your house upon him, you don't have to crumble and you don't have to fall. Raise your head and praise him. He's the rock of ages. He's the eternal and the mighty God.
Amen.
Woo.
Jesus, amen.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord.
Never made a promise he can't keep. Hallelujah to the Lord. We're going to go somewhere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If God ever makes you a promise, right here, do you remember how many promises in this book? I should have looked it up. There's hundreds of promises right here.
Hundreds
right here. I feel his touch. He's kept me. He's been faithful to me. He's loved me. He's forgiven me. When I have faltered, when I have failed, even in my mistakes, his love never run out. Thank you, Lord. He's been a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He don't give up. Come on, I said, the Lord won't give up on you. Hallelujah to the Lord. This is his promise. This is his covenant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God ever makes you a promise, the rivers may change their course. They may run dry. The mountains may crumble and fall into the sea, but the words of our Lord shall stand forever. The world and the lust thereof shall pass away. But he that doeth my will shall abide forever. Well, glory to God. That devil like to take every one of us down. I said the old devil like to paint a black picture in every one of our mind and say we cannot make it. But I got news for the devil. Jesus said I can do it. He said he would help me make it home.
Amen.
I'd like to take you into the life of a 17-year-old boy. His daddy loved him, made him a coat of many colors. How many knows what his name is?
Joseph.
A coat of many colors. His daddy made him a beautiful coat, and his brothers got jealous of him. You know, jealousy is cruel as the grave.
Yes, it is.
It is. Oh, Lord. Hey, Joseph, dreamer boy in the Bible, can you tell us your story right now about your God that you serve? Is he faithful to his promise, Joseph? Can you stay with me, man? My mind went on this. Oh, Lord. Can you tell us if he's faithful to his promise?
Come on now.
Will he keep his word? Can we put our trust in him too, Joseph?
Yes.
He will answer yes if you will hold on.
Oh, yeah.
But you've got to do your part. You've got to trust him. And you must obey him. If you will do your part,
yes,
God will follow through and do his.
His part.
He only blesses the obedient. Joseph will say to you, you will have your battles. You will have your hard times.
Right.
Troubles will come that you will not understand, and you will question why.
Right.
I'm going to take you right into his life. Things will happen sometimes we don't understand. We question, why am I in this position? Why am I suffering this? Why am I going through this? Why has this happened to me? If you are a blood-bought Christian, child of God, and born again, and serving him to the best of your ability, God's got everything in control. If you'll trust him and keep serving him,
right,
don't let up. There's things in our life will happen, we'll question, we'll wonder why. But the Holy Ghost said that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. It's going to work out in the end. You say, but it's dark now, Brother Tommy, and I don't understand. Why am I going through? Why are these battles? Why does it seem things are falling apart? Why is it? Why is it? Hold on to Him. Be patient with the Lord. And in the end, He'll tie up every loose string. Yes. He'll make something beautiful. Raise your hand and praise Him. Brother Jason, if we'll love Him, if we'll serve Him, if we'll put Him first, we'll see the picture in the end. It don't make any sense now. Listen, Mary loves in the wintertime to get these 1,000-piece puzzles. And I ain't got a lick of patience for that page. I go in there and she'll holler at me. She said, come in here, look at this puzzle. Sister Missy, come over there. And she said, Brother Tommy, I'll beat you in finding the next piece. Well, they get a boat beat me. I look, and is he just put this little piece in here? You know, and it's only about a third done, you know, and it's got 2/3 and need all the pieces there. And I never seen so many colors in my life. Blues, reds, flowers, the sky, ducks, birds, barns. Where in the world? How in the world can you find a picture? Mary says, that's not that. Just right there's where it goes. And I tried to make this piece fit, went all the way around inside that thing, never could. I said, man, it's your old. I can't put a piece in this thing. It don't make a. I said, Mary, where's the picture of this? She pulled out the box and just a beautiful farm scene. There's a beautiful lake. There's a boat right there. Somebody's fishing. Ducks are flying over. Yeah, beautiful picture.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can't see the full picture of what God's doing in our life. It's all like the colors are mixed up when you first pour them out of the bag. Some of the colors are there. All the others is turned upside down. Nothing makes sense. How many has ever been in a place in your life you feel like, Lord, it just feels like my life is in pieces.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
It don't make sense, God.
It don't make sense.
Are you making anything? I feel him. I feel teaching for him. Can you make anything good out of my life?
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now.
Can you put the pieces where they belong in my life? Lord, I don't have the ability.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm not smart enough, and I'm not wise enough. I don't have the knowledge. Lord, but I trust in you. You know where the pieces go. Where the right ones go in the right time. Mary says, now the first thing you do, you got to get the frame of it. You got to get this one, go up this side, get the top done on this other side. Now when you get all of those, she said, then you can feel in. We need a perimeter in our life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
I love you, Lord. We need a place to start.
Right.
I need a place to start. And so what I do, sometimes I come to God. You say, Tommy, you've been in this 48 and a half years. You ought to know. Yeah. But Paul says, I have not yet attained. He said, the one thing I do, he said, forgetting those things behind me. He said, I press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, I have not apprehended yet. I ain't made it there yet. He said, but there's a lot of things that I got to put behind me. And he said, I'm still working on my salvation. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, I'm still working on my salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I love you here today. Oh, Lord, get the perimeter around your life. Get the foundation started in your life. And then God will help you to turn all of those that don't make sense and turn them over to where the colors show. And you will be able with prayer and reading God's word, piece by piece, you can put it where it belongs. And Mary will holler, I'll be back there in my study, Brother Jason. And she said, you ought to see this beautiful picture. And said, I'm just about done with it, honey. I come in here and look at this. And I'll lay my Bible down and come in there and I'll say, yeah, you just about got it. It's a beautiful picture. I've been telling you, you don't get there overnight. You don't get there overnight. You have to have patience with the Lord. You have to pray and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, show me exactly in my life the things that I need to do and pretty put them in right perspective and get the things in my life that needs to be lined out. I get my priorities straight. And I tell you, if you'll do that, the Lord will help you put piece by piece together. And you'll say, in the end, God, you knew what you were doing. You knew wherever peace went. I feel so much better. I got the victory now. And I see your hand. Your hand has moved for me. Well, brother, I tell you, the Lord is good. And he'll do a work in your life. He'll put your heart back together. He's a heart mender.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
God, we praise you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Lord, have mercy. I've got 10 pages and I ain't going to get this done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy. Brother Kevin, this thing's great. It's good. Stacy, this thing's good.
Yeah.
I just want more of it. More of it, Jesus.
Lord,
ain't you glad of what you feel? Brother John and Sister Carly, ain't you glad when you look back and see where God's brought me from, where I am now, and where I could have been? Raise your hand and praise Him. Oh, I ain't what I used to be. I ain't where I used to be. God's made a change. I said, God transformed me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You do your part, God will do His.
Right.
That's right.
You will always have hard times. Troubles will come that you'll not understand and you'll question why.
Yes.
Sometimes your trial may be long. Time is the essence. I preached one time, Brother Jason, Brother Earl, on when a trial becomes a trial. You say, that don't make sense. But when your trial lasts for day after day, month after month, a year or so, many months down the road, that trial becomes a trial to you.
Yes, it does.
Come on. And sometimes we can lose our grip and begin to lose hope. But there's just something on the inside of me. It says, hold on. Hold on. Hold on and let God have His will and His way in your life. Hold on. Don't let go.
Amen.
Long. Your trials are long. But if you'll remain faithful and do not quit, God will come through for you with the answer. You'll see His hand move, and it won't be just for your benefit, but it's for others also. I'm telling you, sometimes we experience things and we go through things that we might be able to help somebody else and to say what God's done for me and how God helped me and had mercy on me. He'll do it all for you. God helped me and He'll bring you through too. Give Him a praise in the house. I'm telling you what God does for you. He wants to bless your family and those around you. So learn to trust Him and hold on in your trial.
Hallelujah. Praise
the Lord,
yes.
Amen.
I'm doing this for your benefit and those around you.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Can you tell us more, Joseph, about the Lord you served? You better believe I can. Well, get here in this microphone and tell us. Come in, Joseph. Now here, I want you to talk to these people today. I tell you, I make this thing alive. I make it alive in my home.
Yeah.
I come a marching through my hallway. I bring my notes into the kitchen. Mary's getting food ready, frying chicken, homemade biscuits. I said, then you got to listen to this, what God gave me. Oh, this sounds so good. There's life in this.
Life.
It's, oh God. Lord, I praise you. Lord, can you tell us more, Joseph, about the Lord you serve? You better believe it. My God gave me a dream when I was a teenager that one day, my family, whom I love, would come and bow before me. I did not fully understand it. I'll tell you, I didn't. But somehow, in that dream,
I was going to have the power and the ability to help my family and help others. I can tell you that it wasn't without trial. It was surely a struggle and a battle. I was misunderstood. I was rejected. I got thrown in a pit by my jealous brothers that was jealous over me. A band of Ishmaelites came traveling through the land. And my brothers reached down in the pit and brought me out of the dust, lifted me up and sold me as a slave for 20 pieces of silver to that band of Ishmaelites. Nobody knows. It looked like everything in my life would come apart. My Lord. Oh, Lord, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything to deserve this. Why did I end up in a pit? Why am I rejected? Come on, church. Hold on. Hallelujah to the Lord. The devil hates you, and he'll use circumstances against you that you don't understand. But if you serve the Lord and be faithful to him, he'll put it all together, and he'll give you power. He'll bless you in the end to help others. Give him a praise in the house.
You see, I was going to have power and ability to help them. I can tell you that it wasn't without trial. It was a struggle, a battle. I was misunderstood and rejected. I got thrown in a pit. Oh, Lord, there I sat when they handed me to the Ishmaelites. They reached down, the Ishmaelites did. Here I am as a teenager. They reached right down and got a hold of me, and they throwed me, picked me up, and set me on their wagon. And as they drove off, I watched my brothers and my dad back home fade out of sight. Would I ever see them again? I'm going hundreds of miles away from home. I'm going into a strange land that I don't understand. Oh, Lord. God could never describe the sunken feeling that I had in my mind and soul. As the tears flowed down my face, the old enemy, the devil, came and he told me that I would never see them again. It's over for you, Joseph. You're headed down to Egypt to be a slave. You'll never wrap your arms around your daddy again. Your brothers, you'll never see them again. There's no hope for you, Joseph. Wouldn't you think if you was a going and you was a going to be a slave, would you question, oh Lord, what about the dream you gave me? Oh Lord, what about the promise, God, and the word and that promise that you gave me, that one day I would be strong and one day I would have power and I would be able to help my family? Where's the promise now?
Amen. There's a promise.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh, what a trial it was for me. You'll never know the battle that I fought on that wagon traveling hundreds of miles into a strange land. How did you make it, Joseph? Joseph, tell him right here, right now. Would you tell him what kept you holding on? It was that dream. It was that dream. Oh, the Spirit of God instilled within my mind and heart a dream that God gave me. My God gave me a promise in a dream. And when I had nothing else to hold on to, I held on to the promise. I feel the Lord in the house. When you have nothing, you feel
feel like you can hold on to. Hold on to God's word. He knows what he's doing. Raise your little hand in the house and say, Lord, when I don't understand, I'm going to hold on to my dream. I'm going to hold on to your promise.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I held on and would not let it go. I held on and would not let it go. Come on, some of us, you're being battled. You're being thumped between the pillar and the post. It's time to get a hold of God and say, I am not giving up. I am not slacking back. I'm not sliding back. Hallelujah. I'm going to put my faith in God. I'm going to hold on until God gets done.
Amen.
Right.
Joseph, will you tell us? When I got down to Egypt, hundreds of miles away from home, I became a servant for a man named Potiphar. He hired me and brought me into his house and made me oversee over his whole house. I took care of everything that man had of all his business in his home. And Potiphar really liked me. I found favor right in his sight. Everything that he had when he was away, he put me in charge of it. Oh, God, what a responsibility. Can I stop right here and say, can God trust you if he gives you a responsibility? Can he trust you to follow through? Will you be faithful in what God gives you, what God calls you? Come on, will you be faithful no matter what? No matter what, I'm going to be faithful. If I face another trial, Lord, I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to hold on because God gave me a dream. Listen, everything's going good. Joseph is being blessed. What else could go wrong? You ever get to the point in your life, what else could go wrong?
What else?
I thought it was changing. I thought I was on my way out and up. I thought I was going to get promoted. And now something's getting ready to happen. Another trial. Holy Lord, it was looking good. And then another monkey wrench is thrown right in his folks. None of your doing. I want to tell you, there's a lot of things happening in our life that we didn't cause it. And that's when we really question, why, Lord? Why did this happen, God? Why? You know that I'm trying to serve you. And I'm not sin. It ain't my fault. And the devil comes along and he throws a monkey wrench right in your spokes, and there you go, right over the handlebars.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
God's doing something. If I ever found God. God's doing something. He's preparing something in you. You see, we go through our trials to condition us, to prove us. And if we're faithful, we hold on to him. God can trust us with more.
Right.
We go through the fire. We go in the crucible. We go in the flame. But when we come out, God has done something in our soul. God's done something in our heart. He's brought a pure faith out of there, a determined faith. Say, no matter what you've done, devil, you've done this. You've done this over here. You've slapped me. You've tripped me. No matter what you do, I'm holding on to God's promise. Raise your hand, everybody in this house right now. Thank you, Lord. Paul said, I've been buffeted. I paddled. And on. Oh, God, I paddled. Nobody knows the paddle. But oh, the Lord was his hand. Is upon Joseph, and his hand is upon you. And if you'll prove faithful and keep a good spirit, and all Lord be able in your heart, your time will come. I said, your day will come.
Amen.
Joseph, tell you, so I got down in Egypt hundreds of miles away. Man, he said, I got hired by Potiphar, and I was a good in his house. He said, I was a prospered and I was being blessed, and I thought it was going to turn around.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. If God's working on you, and if you're meant to be a blessing for somebody else down the road, God is going to work on you, and He's going to work on the other end. And when He puts it together, God will make something beautiful out of it. God knows how to put families together. God knows how to reconcile. God knows how to build. When it looks the hopeless, that's when the Lord said, I'm right in the midst of it. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
He said, I was being blessed. Things were looking up until Potiphar's wife lied on me and told her husband that I tried to commit sin with her. And he believed her. And I was taken and put in prison. You don't know the hurt and the solitude that I felt of being lied on and rejected. Here I go again. God went, this ain't right. You know I'm trying to serve you. Right when things were looking up for me, and now this. It seems like that I take one step forward and get knocked back two.
Come on.
I felt like everything that I gained, I lost it. I'm not getting anywhere. Is anybody in this house? You got a deep hunger for God. Listen, have a thirst for God. And you want more of Him and you want to go to heaven. Listen. You ever feel like sometimes you're not getting anywhere? Mm-hmm. Lord, I'll not do anything for God, it looks like. I'll not make anything. There ain't anything in me don't look like God can use. It records in Psalms, Brother Jason, 105 and 18, talking about Joseph. Oh, the Spirit of God, speaking like Joseph. My feet, they hurt with fetters. I was laid in iron. I know what it's like to have cold iron shackles around my feet. And nobody knows how I felt in that cold, dark prison. The devil came to me again. And he said, Joseph, it's over for you. You'll never get out of here. You'll never help anybody. Where's your God at now? Have you ever had times in your life that you wondered where God was? Lord, this ain't fair. Don't you know that if you love God and you're serving Him, He's a working something good out in your life. If you'll keep on holding on and trusting Him, this is the time when you believe and you stand on God's holy word that never fails. It's forever settled in heaven.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Hold on to your dream. Hold on to your dream. How many wants God's blessing? Come on, raise your little hand. How many wants God to touch you? God's blessing. God to work things out. Hey, Lord. God cannot lie. Back to Joseph. Locked up in prison, he would say, I would lay awake at night. All I could see was my family back home, my brothers and my precious daddy.
Yeah.
Tears would run down my face when I got to my lowest. Then it's when I remembered the dream. There was just something about that promise, that dream. It turned in me, and it turned in me. When I had nothing else to hold on to, I held on to the dream that God gave me. Somehow, I reached way down deep inside of me, and I embraced God's promise that He gave me, and I would not let it go. I didn't understand, but I wouldn't let it go. His never-failing word kept me going. I refused to quit. I didn't give up. I held on to God's word in that dream for over 2 years in that prison, a long time. God blessed me in that prison with the ability to interpret other prisoners' dreams. But where was the fulfillment of mine? You ever felt like that?
Yes.
God blessed him. I've come to church and God's blessed her. God used her. God, you stir. When, Lord, will it come my time? The preacher's happy. Look at the Sunday school teacher up there. He's happy. He jumps. He runs. He shouts. When's it going to come my time? Wait, I say, on the Lord, wait. He shall strengthen thine heart. Raise your little hand in this acknowledging right now. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. In due time, God's going to come through. God's going to come through, and you'll see the whole picture. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He will say, you ever felt like God is moving? But I need his touch.
His touch.
Joseph said, I was stuck. Tell him right here. Church, I was stuck in limbo and going nowhere. It actually looked hopeless until Pharaoh the king had a dream that he could not interpret. He heard about a man named Joseph, and that's me, and I was down in prison. And he heard about me, that God gave me the ability to interpret dreams. And Pharaoh sent and said, go get that dreamer and bring him to me. And guess what I did? I shaved, and I got new, fresh raiment on me, and they escorted me into Pharaoh. Well, is this it?
Come on.
Is this it? 22 long years passed since he embraced his daddy, put his face against his daddy, say, I love you. 22 long years since he had seen the face of his brothers. Is this the beginning of my turnaround? Oh, God.
Long time.
Oh, long, long time. How many can say, with God's help, I'm going to hold on? I'm going to hold on until God turns it around.
Turns it around.
Oh, Lord. I can tell you, when it's time for you, God will move. When God says it's enough, it'll be enough. When he gets you, listen. When he gets you where he wants you, and you're in the right condition, and when you are ready, God's time will be just right.
Just right.
Let me hurry and finish this. I don't want to make number two out of this.
Come on.
He'll open your prison.
Open a prison.
When it's time. I feel the Lord right here. God's got his hand on some chosen workers right here.
Right here.
Thank you, Lord. He'll open your prison and bring you out and promote you to where he wants you. God has not forgotten you. He's doing a work that you cannot see. And when the time is right, you will see it all come together. And you'll understand then when it looks the darkest, God is a-working his plan, not just for you, but for others also. He wants to use you. That's the reason you go through things. Then you learn how to be a blessing and a help to others.
Right.
Come here, dear brother. I can tell you I've been right down that road you've been down.
Yeah.
I've had everything to fall apart. I've had the devil to tell me there ain't no hope for you. I've been down to rock bottom. I'm telling you, you can look into the face of brothers and sisters that are up against it and they are suffering affliction and trial. But can you tell, let a sister go to a sister and a brother to a brother. Wrap your arm around them and say, I've been there and I have felt exactly how you feel. And if you will hold on, God will answer and he'll bring you out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pharaoh's dream, I'm going to wrap this up. I can see Joseph as they escort him before Pharaoh. He stands before this great monarch of Egypt. Fear not, Joseph. You don't have to worry. It's your divine appointment. How many's ever had an appointment before? It's your divine appointment. Pharaoh told Joseph his dream. And Joseph told Pharaoh, he said, God is going to send a great famine over all the land of Egypt. And Mr. Pharaoh, it's going to get very bad. The famine is going to last for 7 long years. But listen, Pharaoh, God's a showing you in a dream. And he said to tell you that he's first going to send 7 years of plenty. And he's a saying to you to store up all the corn that you can for the 7 years of famine that's coming, lest your people starve. Pharaoh did what Joseph told him to do through a dreamer boy, all because of a dream, and it saved the whole nation. Pharaoh said, there's nobody like this Joseph. Hallelujah, the boy that God gave a dream to and a promise to. Oh, Pharaoh said, the Spirit of God is in Joseph. Raise your hand and praise him. The people will know, and your family will know, that the Spirit of God is in you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Can I tell you, if you'll hold on and be obedient and stay committed to God in the bad times, God will work things out and he'll turn the tables around for you. God still knows how and he'll show you favor.
Amen.
Pharaoh said there's nobody like Joseph, and set him in his own chariot, in the second chariot, the second in command over all of Egypt, and put him in charge of putting up and storing up all the corn to feed all the people that were about to starve, that was going to starve. God knows what he's doing. Give him time to work, and don't let loose of God's promises. Hold them in your heart. Now listen, as I close, you might suffer for a while and go through some things, but God is working out a plan.
Yes.
That'll not only be for your good, but it'll bless others. And Andy, has anybody ever been treated bad in the house? Anybody been lied on? Anybody been put in a pit?
No.
Why am I down here? What'd I do? Because of your situation, you ever felt like you're in a spiritual and a mental prison? And you think you'll never get out. Oh God, I'll never go anywhere. My life will be useless. It's all in vain, I guess. Can I tell you to hold on? All things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So why did Joseph go through all of this? And why did it take it so long? There was a famine. Listen to me. There was a famine back home in Joseph's family, hundreds of miles away. His dad and his 11 brothers were hungry too. They was running out of food. 22 years had passed since he saw their face, and they were starving, and they were his flesh and blood. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, since the Spirit of God is in you, son, call for your family. I'll load the wagon, send them down, and get your dad, and get your brothers, and bring them here, and I'll feed them. Raise your hand, praise him. You know the rest of the story. Joseph's family came. They were reunited. All the wrongs were forgiven and forgotten. A whole family and a nation was saved and blessed, all because of a dream and a promise. All because that God could not fail. His word is true. Joseph's dream, which was long time in coming, came true when his precious family bowed before him and was saved. I want to tell you, would you stand, brace yourself just for a minute, stand. Would you hold on to God and trust him and remain faithful and serve him with all of your heart and watch him work? When Joseph was brought before him and he looked, all of his family was brought before him. He kissed his brothers and he wept on them. He said to them, you all thought it evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it to pass, to save much people's lives. My God sent me before you to preserve you. Therefore, fear not. I forgive you, and I will feed you.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you this day. We thank you, Lord, for your word that never, ever fails. Thy faithfulness, God, reacheth unto the clouds. I praise you, Jesus. I love you. I thank you. You're real. You're rich. God, I'll hold on to you, and I'll trust you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You ask me how it is that I'm still standing. You wonder how I made it through the storm. Well, I can boast of being.